Check it out, y'all. Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show. This will serve as the appetizer before the main course. Me and Tony got a little something that we gotta take care of. I thought we was done with this dude, man. You know what I mean? But 9 months later, here we go. Before I start, I'd like to recognize that I understand what this is, man. If y'all don't remember, me and Tony did a show about Chico the Goat, the B1 Network nigga, you know what I mean? Because he kind of, You talk reckless at the mouth, man, making false accusations and allegations against cats, man. You know, righteous brothers, man. And we can't sit by and just stand for that shit, man. We can't allow that shit to flourish. We can't ride with that, man. Can't rock with it, man. So we had to come out and we had to spank this dude, you know what I mean? But here he come 9 months later, Chico the GOAT, running his mouth, man. I'm gonna try not to be that big of a jerk. I'm gonna try and be as adult as I can on this, because I mean, I've been in a good place lately. I've been positive, and I definitely want to carry that over into the new year, you know what I mean? I want to keep this about the subject, want to keep this about the topic. Don't necessarily want to throw no rabbit punches, nothing below the belt. I don't know if that's going to happen. We shall soon see. But once again, this is about Chico the GOAT, the B1 Network nigga. And it's broad too. The broad, she going to have to get into the mix. She going to have to get a little piece of this work. It's broad. So understand, I think I know what this is. This is him attempting to fill his coffers, trying to remain relevant, because their business model is basically based on beef, and that's how they get their subscriptions, that's how they get their money. This dude, he likes to go around and start shit with a lot of content creators, and a lot of content creators have basically been starving him out. They ain't really paying no attention to him anymore, man, you know what I mean? So I guess he kind of getting desperate, man. I guess he's scraping the bottom of the barrel here. I'll be willing to admit that Mac City is barely a blip on the radar. But, I mean, it is what it is. If the world love me or if the world hate me, it's of no consequence. I get on here, do what I do. I enjoy myself. And if cats dig it, cool. If they don't dig it, even better. It's irrelevant to me. You know what I mean? But yeah, he seems to be like desperate for attention, man. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to give the Mac City mission statement for those of you who have been rocking with me for, man, I don't, how long have I been on YouTube? I've been on YouTube for a long time, man. Never really took it too seriously. You know, I make my bread and butter elsewhere, online as well as in real life. This has always just been a guilty pleasure of mine. But, yeah, I think that it's time to reiterate the mission statement that me and Tony represent on here, man. So, before I do that, let me go ahead and just give you my background so that you know and understand where I'm coming from. Because I'm going to be addressing, well, I probably won't address that. No, I think I will address that in this podcast. Like I said, this is just the appetizer before the main course, before the meal. Tony's not able to jump on here with me right about now because he is currently still enjoying his holiday. It is the 1st of January, but he's elsewhere doing big things with his fiance. So he don't have time to play with this dude, at least not just yet. But when he does get some free time, best believe, He's going to give homeboy Chico the GOAT all the attention he want, all the attention he need, you know what I mean? So before that happens, allow me to give my background. I have been actively involved in the porn and the pimping for 20 years. And before that, I worked 10 years in a close max security prison in Southern Ohio. And while I was doing that, I also did foster care for 8 to 9 years. And let me just tell you this, my life experience in doing the pimping, doing the porn, doing the foster care, working in the pen, I have accumulated a crazy amount of info and a crazy amount of knowledge of women or girls or females just running roughshod through the community, through the black community, and just causing utter devastation. Yeah, man. just crazy, wanton, blatant suicide bomber type tactics on the community, in particular young black men. Now, I believe in balance. I believe in maintaining an equilibrium no matter what you do. And I basically took care of a lot of male children when I was in foster care. I never dealt with females. I only dealt with males. I didn't think it was a smart idea to have any females under my charge while I was actively doing the porn and the pimping. I just didn't think that was a smart idea. Not to mention, I didn't think it was a smart idea to have boys and girls who were not related under the same roof. I thought that would be problematic. So I focused everything that I had on rearing and educating and trying to help young black males. And not only did I do that in foster care, but I also attempted to do that working as a corrections officer for 10 years in Southern Ohio. In the Southern Ohio close max prison system. Because I heard a lot of horrible, horrific stories about how young females was just totally ruining brothers' lives, man. You know, and I read the court reports. I read these jackets that the brothers had, man. You know what I mean? And I was just like, damn, and they still gave you time off the word of this bitch? Wow. I'm like, seriously? Okay. All right, dude. So I get on YouTube, and as far as Max City is concerned, I always wanted to try to help brothers. I always wanted to try and educate brothers, give them a little bit of information, give them a little bit of wisdom on how to circumvent the tricks and the traps of society who has weaponized female nature against the brothers. I wanted to give them some information on try to circumvent the drama. That's always been my purpose. That's always been what Max City's always been about, man. But we got Chico the Goat that's basically stating that you're not doing anything of relevance unless you're being a white knight, unless you got a cape on, and you're excusing females for everything that they do. That's right. He sounds like a simp. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying he is a simp. Saying that's what he sounds like. He sounds like a whole simp the way that he's spitting what he spits, man. So what is our gripe with this dude? For those that don't know, he is the dude that's going around calling everyone pedophiles. He just has this weird sort of fascination with pedophilia. That's all he can talk about. That's all he really wants to deal with. And then if you're not really a pedophile, he's going to try and frame it in such a way that you look like a pedophile. Just like I say that I have dealt with women who are 18. And that's right, I said women, because in our society, when you become 18, that is the age of womanhood in our society. That's not good enough for this dude. He's going to say something goofy like, well, what about 14 and 15 year olds? If you go ahead and you mess with an 18-year-old, what'll stop you from messing with a 14 or 15-year-old? Look, man, it's real simple. I think that 14 and 15 is too young. Therefore, I would never go ahead and make no move on a 14 or 15-year-old. Those are children to me. Once you hit 18, I believe that, yes, now you are old enough to make that move. You are old enough to make a decision. Or excuse me, you're old enough to make adult decisions by the time you hit 18. This is our culture. This is our society. So man, please stop trying to move the goalposts, homeboy. All right? If you're 18, you're legal. Therefore, you cannot be considered a pedophile. I know you want to try and frame it in such a way because you have an agenda. You have to make money on YouTube. And guess what, man? No cult and no religion can survive unless it has a boogeyman. You have to have an antagonist. And that's what this dude is doing. he is concocting, or he is artificially creating drama and confusion where there need not be any. When we say, hey, 18 is legal, that's not good enough for him. Instead of him taking it to the legislators and getting that fixed, he just wants to say, well, if you're messing with an 18-year-old, you're a pedophile. Oh, no, excuse me. His exact words were, you sound like a pedophile. So I have to retort, hey, you don't necessarily, you're not necessarily a simp here. You just sound like one. Because when me and Tony basically state that, hey, there's enough ass beatings to go around for everybody. We have condemned pedophilia. We have condemned individuals who prey on underage girls. But at the same time, we do not excuse the young thought's behavior. No, because young thoughts grow up to be old thoughts. Young suicide bombers grow up to be old suicide bombers. These females, just like these young boys, have to be taught at an early age what is permissible behavior. Chico the Goat wants to excuse their horrible behavior by just saying they're just babies. And once again, this is supposed to be a street nigga. Well, see, this is the thing with me. I have a good ear when I listen to people. And to me, it's obvious. This is a street nigga. So he ought to know better. And he does know better. But in order to get paid online, in order to get paid on YouTube, he got to tell these scatterbrained broads in the chat section of their hangout what they want to hear. So he's got to do his white knight thing. He got to put his cape on. He got to come off like the savior, man. He got to come off like he has this never-ending unabashed love for the female form. You know what I mean? And no, me and Tony don't get down like that, man. We love the ladies and we treat them all accordingly. If you a ratchet ass bitch, now this is just me talking right here. If you a ratchet ass bitch, irregardless of your age, I'm gonna treat you as such. You gets no breaks from me, just like the young men that was left in my charge. I had plenty of young men. I was like 12, 13, 14. I had young gangbangers in my house, man. Shit, that will blow your face off in a minute if they had a strap. Didn't give two fucks about life. And I'll straight tell them to their face, like, you's a little scumbag ass nigga, man. And we gonna fix this shit right now. You ask my boys right now, the boys that stuck with me, who are now my sons, they'll tell you, Big Mike don't play. If you a scumbag, you was a scumbag. And we gonna work to correct it. Now, if I would have had young females in my charge, it would have been the same way. Like, you're a whore. You are a whorish little child. And we are gonna correct this. We're gonna fix this. There wouldn't have been no, they're just babies. No, fuck that. No, we're not gonna have it. It's not going down. Not under my roof. Nah, man. We got real live patriarchy going on in my home. You dig? So, no one understand what's going on with this dude, man. You know, he is a street nigga. And I don't think he's a simp because he's proven that he will mollywop a bitch, man. I mean, we've looked into the nigga record. He got some domestic battery charges, you know what I mean? So, come on, man. I mean, you ain't got a lie to kick it, Chico. Chico, my nigga. You know, I know you're not a simp. I'm going to do you a solid right there. And this ain't besmirching the dude, you know what I mean? Because all I'm doing right now is I'm low-key elevating the nigga, man. Because when I say that he'll smack a bitch up, this will not hurt his reputation. Not in the least. If you know anything about the psychology of black women, that's only going to make him more desirable and more attractive in the eyes of black women. Because black women are serious about the whole concept of power, that macho shit and control. And irregardless of what they tell you, when they hear about a dude who is abusive like this, it kind of makes them wet. So I'm not saying none of this shit to try to hurt the nigga. All right? But I am saying it in regards to he can't believe the stupid shit that's coming out of his mouth if he is an alleged street nigga. Because out here in the streets, there ain't no such thing as halfway crooks, man. Shit. Ain't no such thing as babies. You only got one time to run across someone, misjudge them, or let your guard down and your goose is cooked, boy. That go for men, that go for women, and that's irregardless of age. So Big Mike, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Like I said, I got stories. I got buku stories, man, of young bitches trying to jam me up and put me in prison. While I was doing my hustle, while I was doing my porn thing. They misrepresenting themselves. Fake IDs, fake documents, stating that they're this age when they really ain't. I ran into one female who was actually 14 at the time. Me and my boy Tony, you know, we talked about this. You know, he knows the story and shit, man. The chick was 14 years old. I didn't know it at the time, but I said, hey, you need to bring me two forms of ID. And she lied. She said she didn't have the ID, but she said, just look at me. Can't you tell? And body wise, shit, she damn sure didn't look 14. She every better look 18, 19. But shit, just her mindset, to me, it was just obvious. To me, it was just, I mean, you out here long enough, you know what I mean? At least with me, I'm an excellent judge of character. But what happened was, I had to not deal with the broad because she never showed me any ID. So she never put in work. She never did no work for a brother, man. You know what I mean? But I run into her 5 years later at a strip club. I remember she was, I mean, she looked damn near the same. I don't know. It's almost as if she had stopped aging, man. Because, I mean, she still had the same sort of build, same height. Hadn't gained any weight or whatever. So she looked identical to where I met her 5 years prior. And then I was just like, well, shit, you got your ID now? You got your ID right now? Shit, because it's obvious that she's working at the strip spot. So she must be legal, right? Well, really, that doesn't mean anything because I've seen these little tramps actually get employed by strip clubs only to find out that they were not of age and get the whole strip club shut down. Right? So imagine my surprise when she does have ID and she does show me the ID and she was 19 years old. So I'm just doing the math on it and I'm like, well, I met you 5 years ago. And this shows that you're 19. So that means at the day that I originally met this little heifer, she was only 14 years old. But you got Chico the goat running around talking about they're just babies. But this is a street nigga. This is the street nigga. So like I said, there's two things going on with Chico. Either he ain't street, or he just trying to get in y'all's pockets by white knighting for bitches. And I think it's just the latter. He's definitely street. He's definitely hood. I can hear it. Oh, there's no doubt about that. But he's running a con on y'all, man. You know what I mean? And also, there's another thing that we got to think of. Because I think of all the scandals that I've heard about through my life of living on this plane of existence, dealing with pastors and politicians, man. And it was always the dudes that was singing the loudest about homosexuality and pedophilia that seemed to be the most guilty of actually practicing those lifestyles. Have y'all seen that? Do y'all understand what I'm saying, man? Yeah, you know, you got a lot of politicians and pastors, man. They get caught with their hand in a cookie jar, and these dudes, they be singing from the rooftops just how evil and heinous pedophilia and homosexuality is. And it just turns out that these are the individuals who are basically partaking in and indulging in the very same lifestyle that they condemn. So I don't know, man. He's got this weird fascination with wanting everyone else to be pedophiles, man. And I'm seriously thinking about this as some sort of projection, man. Once again, one cannot label me a pedophile. At the age of 30, I had a couple of romps in the hay with 18, 19 year olds. That's right. They're just babies. And keep in mind also the age of consent in Ohio was 16. But I've never looked at a 16 or 17 year old and said, yeah, I'm about to tap that. Because to me, in my mind, I've conditioned myself in this society, in this culture, that those are children. And at the age of 18, then it becomes permissible to even deal with her. So anything below 18, Chico, understand this, is pedophilia, as far as I'm concerned. 18 and 18 up, fair game. Fair game. Fair game. And you and your chicken head menagerie of broads in the chat could cry all you want about it. Ain't gonna change shit. You definitely ain't gonna shame me, nigga. Because I heard what you said on the hangout talking about how I'm airing myself out by admitting that I messed with 18-year-olds. I'm like, how is that? How do you air yourself out by admitting that you've done something lawfully and legally?
But that just means that if there was 13 or 14, you would do it.
No, it doesn't. Once again, I think you may be projecting, man. I think you may be projecting. You want to find pedophiles. Therefore, you're concocting all of this bullshit, man. You are trying your best to wedge a square peg into a round hole, son. Ain't no pedophiles over here, man. Shit. So allow me to speak on some things that was said when y'all call yourself refuting or rebutting anything that me and Tony said on our hangout. You were wondering why we were focusing on the females and what they do, rather than the R. Kellys and the Jason Popes. Number one, we had already done some shows about Jason Pope and R. Kelly. That was a given. We had already stated that what they were into was reprehensible, and we did not support it. But once again, going back to the Max City Limits mission statement, I'm here to protect men's rights. I'm here to do my best and to do my damnedest to make sure that the playing field is being leveled out. Once again, we are speaking on balance and equilibrium. Ass whoopings for everybody, irregardless of the gender, irregardless of the age. If you are caught out there being reckless, doing evil, then you deserve what you get. But that's not what's happening out here. Society and our culture has weaponized females against black men. So no, we're not going to drone on and on and on about R. Kelly or Jason Pope. At least I'm not. Because I know how these little bitches get down out here. That's right. Bitches. Little bitches, son. They ain't babies to me. And if you from the streets, you should know better. But once again, we know why you doing this, player. This is how you make your money. You need a boogeyman. You need a devil. No movement can survive without one. And this is your own little personal crusade to create one. So the hangout wasn't about R. Kelly. It wasn't about Jason Pope. It was more so about you. And that's another thing that we have to clarify. Because you were so concerned about why we were speaking on you. Because you had said a couple of things that were not so flattering about my partner, man. and about a lot of brothers that was in the manosphere. So, hey, you know, we fair is fair. Had to fire back, man. Had to return fire. That hangout was about you, Chico. Wasn't about R. Kelly. Wasn't about the Pope. But it was about you and how you are a white knight and how you excuse these young broads of the evil that they do. So in essence, in actuality, you are perpetuating and you're fostering chaos in the black community. That's all you're doing, Jack. And I'm going to get on more of that when, I guess when my boy Tony get time to come on here. We're going to speak on why you are the catalyst for chaos in the black community, you and your chick. We're going to get more on that, right? I ain't going to elaborate too much on it right here. Because I want to keep this show under 45 minutes, man. If possible. Let's address another thing. During the hangout, I made the comment that I was Jason Pope before there was a Jason Pope. And as usual, you know how y'all do it. Y'all like to move the goalposts, misrepresent, twist shit. And you sitting there talking about, why would you say that? Why would you say that? See, they're after our babies. Oh, man. Dude is he's a nutbag, man. For real. Well, anyone with a lick of sense seen that I was basically talking about the referral program that Jason Pope had going. The referral program refers to black women or black girls bringing him more black women or black girls. That is the referral program. And that's what I meant by I was Jason Pope before there was a Jason Pope. I also had a referral program, but it didn't have anything to do with underage girls. It had everything to do with, hey, you got some friends, bring them along next time. Shit, we can all motherfucking get some money. You know what I mean? Shit. That's what I meant by I was Jason Pope before Jason Pope. Once again, for those who are slow of wit, had nothing to do with underage girls, had everything to do with having other black women bring me other black women. Got it? Got it? Got it? Got it? Got it? Another thing that y'all tried to twist and misrepresent through us talking about what constitutes an adult in our society, we tried to speak on cultural norms and historical accounts of what makes a child a woman, or when does she have that transition. And we spoke on a lot of things, right? But one of the things that we did bring up was the Prophet Muhammad and how he was betrothed to Aisha. Anyone who knows something about religion or knows anything about Al-Islam knows about this story. Aisha was a 9-year-old girl. And she was betrothed to the Prophet Muhammad of Al-Islam. Now, your chick, it's obvious that she has some sort of affinity for Al-Islam. Otherwise, she wouldn't be using an Islamic name as her alias. So she knows a little bit about Al-Islam, obviously, because she went ahead and said that they actually did not consummate the marriage until maybe 10 or 15 years later. And she said that as if it debunked what we were saying, and it didn't. It still solidified what we were saying. And what were we saying? We were saying that all throughout history, this is actually the norm. A younger woman getting with an older man. An older, more established, mature man with money, resources, assets. That's the way it's actually supposed to be. And that's the way the Prophet Muhammad did it. But somehow, some way, I guess y'all think that the Prophet Muhammad stopped aging at the point where he got betrothed to Aisha. So I think that would have made her 19, 20, or 25 when they consummated the marriage. I guess the Prophet Muhammad stopped aging once he got betrothed, because I believe he became a prophet at the age of 40, right?
When he received the Quran from the angel Jibreel, was commanded him to Iqra, which is to read. I believe that happened at the age of 40. So I'm not necessarily sure when he was betrothed to Aisha. When he was 40, 41, 45, I don't know. But let's say that he got married, betrothed at 45. He had to wait 10, 15 years to consummate the marriage. That would have made him one of these old, nasty, stinky, crusty-ass niggas y'all talking about. She would have been 20, 25. He would have been 55. Doesn't that go against y'all's argument? So your girl bringing up the fact that they didn't consummate the marriage until 10, 15 years later, it's irrelevant. He's still an old ass nigga. But she's running around with this Islamic name. Low key giving Islam some props when the very prophet himself is one of these old, nasty, stankin' niggas that's preying on these young women. Hypocrisy much? Come on now. You ain't dealing with no fucking fool here. What's wrong with you, girl? You bringing up the fact that they got married or betrothed or they only consummated the marriage 10, 15 years later is irrelevant. Because he's still old. He's still out of the age range that y'all say is permissible for him to mess with a young lady, a young girl, a female. So scratch that off the goofy list. Another thing that was hilarious, at the beginning of the joint, man, of the hangout, I basically expressed that I'm never alone with any of my girls' children, particularly the female children. And I always tell my girls who have been in my life, when I say my girls, I'm just talking about girls who have done work for me or women who have done work for me in the past, because I know how a lot of these grimy ass niggas get down. I'm not saying that there are not pedophiles out here. I'm not saying that there's not men out here that do low-key, nasty, reprehensible things to innocent children. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you concocting scenarios or situations where you're blowing the shit out of proportion, the shit ain't cool, homie. It's not cool, and we gonna go ahead and call it out, man. But I was saying that I've been trying to be an example to these females as far as how they should treat their daughters. What I mean by that is I tell them, do not leave your children alone with no man. And I also tell them, that includes me. I am not the girl's father. Don't ask me to go anywhere and pick her up and bring her to you and none of that shit. I'm not doing it. Now, Chico the goat didn't understand what I was saying when I did that. It just totally went over his head. Because while I'm trying to protect the girl and I'm trying to protect the mama, right? First and foremost, do you know who I'm protecting? Come on now. Say it with me now. That's right. I'm trying to protect me. Big Mike is trying to protect himself from any sort of accusations of sexual impropriety. Because I am in a business where it's not hard to be brought up on charges of sexual misconduct because I am a pornographer. Many people will believe right off the bat, right off the grip, that yes, I am a sexual pervert. And yes, he did do something to that child because he's a pornographer. Once again, in these streets, you don't never know when these bitches is gonna flip, man. So guess what? I have to think for me, and I gotta think for the child, and I gotta think for the broad, man. But first and foremost, I'm thinking about me. I'm not trying to defend myself in court about some shit that never happened. And you can't tell me that it don't happen because I got 10 years working in the pen, seeing that cats have been railroaded and lied on. Hell, we just had Cosby just get railroaded and lied on, and he doing time. I done lost track about how many females got egg on their face because they wouldn't listen to what the fuck I told them. Many of them actually got married to dudes that molested their children. And I told them before they got married to the dude, I'm like, are you sure? Because I'm always skeptical of dudes, man, that get straight out the pen. Because even though there are situations and circumstances that I have seen and come across where brothers were wrongly accused of the shit, there were a lot of dudes that wasn't wrongly accused of it. Shit. So I was always telling my girls, hey, it ain't a good idea to have your daughter around this nigga that got straight out the pen. But they love this nigga Dirty Draws. For whatever reason, you know how black women get down. They love jailhouse niggas, man. And I'm like, look, all right now, I don't want to be hearing about something happened 2-3 years down the road where this dude has been creeping in your daughter's bedroom, touching on her. And man, I got about 4 or 5 stories about that. So when I said, look, don't be calling me to play daddy to your daughter. I'm not her daddy. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not picking her up. I'm not going to spend no prolonged period of time with her. I'm not doing it. You get some other food for that shit. Mm-mm. In foster care, I knew a chick. Shit, she was 10 years old. She knew the game right off the bat. What do you mean? I mean that she learned at an early age that she could use the threats of sexual impropriety to get what she wanted out of male foster parents. Yeah, I sat there. She was so bold with it, she went ahead and admitted the shit to me. Well, not directly to me, but while she was speaking to the foster dad, she basically said if she don't get, it was like some sort of toy, some dolls or some shit. She actually said, that shit actually came out of her mouth. If you don't get me this such and such toy, I'm going to go tell them that you've been touching on me. At 10 years old. And don't you know she actually did that shit? And he had to prove that he didn't do it. See, when you're a man, it's the other way around. It ain't innocent until proven guilty. It's guilty until proven innocent. That is the Max City mission statement right there, man. We are here to try our best to even out the scales. To warn brothers about the do's and the don'ts and the traps and the tricks and the pitfalls of dealing with these scandalous ass women out here, man. And it starts at an early age. Chico the Goat wants you to excuse the evil, rampant, disgusting behavior of these female children so that they can grow up to become the most dastardly, ratchet ass grown bitches that you ever met. That's his modus operandi. But not on my watch, Jack. Ain't gonna happen. Got too much skin in the game. Got too much experience dealing with these broads out here, man. And I'm the first one in line to defend a sister, man, if she's righteous. Anyone who's been listening to my channel for a long time knows that, yeah, I kind of got a soft spot for a lot of females that I fuck with, man. And some can even consider me simping to a degree. Because once I consider you mine, I consider you mine. And I go hard in the paint to make sure you are right, to make sure you straight. But you gotta be righteous. You gotta be right. It's just that simple. Once you show me that you got the devil in your bitch, I cut your head. And that's irregardless of your age. Motherfuck you. Ain't no babies out here, nigga. At least not in these streets. You try that baby shit out here in these streets to see what kind of shit you get jammed up in because you let your guard down, partner. Mm-mm. So yeah, this is a street nigga. There's no doubt he's a street nigga. So he can't believe the stupid shit that's coming out of his mouth. He can't believe that shit. What's going on here is he's just simply pandering. That's all he's doing. He
You gotta have a boogeyman. You gotta have a villain. And this is his way of getting those super chats, man. Trying to show everybody that he's a righteous man and he's coming against all these pedophiles. Oh, man, boy.
So, look, man, it's real simple, man. I'm here to protect my sons, man. I'm here to give some wisdom and give some advice to all the men out there who may be befuddled or may be perplexed about female nature, man. And they learn this shit at an early age. This shit is being reinforced and being solidified by Captain Saberhoes and white knights like Chico, man. Chico, stop it. You ain't doing nobody no favors. You ain't doing the black community no favors by excusing the slutty ass behavior of these so-called babies. And I go on the record right here. You can consider this me airing myself out if you want. Once again, you know, you can't shame me, man. I laugh at these niggas trying to shame me, man. Using female ass debate tactics trying to shame you. He's airing himself out because I tapped some 18-year-old WAP. Really? I'm supposed to be ashamed of that? Man, please, please. You got the wrong nigga for that. Boy, listen to this heifer right here. Ugh. Here go these heifers right here, man. Well, you know, it's the first. I don't know if y'all heard my shit chiming, but it's the first, so y'all know how it go. Broads is trying to get money. They try to get money, son. But it's all good, man. It's consensual. Me and my girls, we got an agreement. And this girl in particular, how old are you now? I think she's 45. Yeah. I'm 51. She 45. So is that better, Chico? Is that better? Oh, man. Ain't had no 18-year-old action since I was 30. I might go ahead and just tie one on just for you, Chico. So let me recap that. We did a hangout, and we were basically speaking on you, bruh. That's what we were speaking on, man. Wasn't speaking on Pope, wasn't speaking on R. Kelly. We'd already done videos pertaining to them niggas. You was next on the chopping block because you like to go around, run your mouth, talk shit about folks, you know, misrepresenting everybody's character and whatnot. So, yeah, we got at you. You trying to figure out why we talking about the behavior of these young ladies? Now, my boy Tony, he ain't necessarily as, I don't know, how would I say it, vindictive as I am when it comes to these young bitches. Because, like I said, he's not a pornographer. I am. And I have been in the trenches where these hoes are trying to jam me up. So I got zero love for these sluts. Yes, you can be 12 and be a slut. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. But it's up to a patriarchy to snatch that out. Root that shit out of these young females, man. But you don't want that. You want to excuse it. You want to say, they're just babies. Babies.
Babies. With that sort of attitude, the black community will remain in a state of chaos and destruction. Dare I say, you are the problem, man. You ain't the solution. We are in an extreme situation where there needs to be some extreme measures taken. And it's obvious you ain't got the stomach, homie. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna go ahead and close on out. I've said what I need to say. I've clarified some things. Mac City is all about men's rights. It's all about me protecting my sons against the weaponization of female nature. And it's just that simple. The age of 18 is the age of adulthood in our culture and society. So guess what? There's never been any sort of pedophilia within my cipher, within my circumference. Even though the age of consent is 16 in Ohio, I have never looked at a 16 or 17-year-old female and thought of having sexual relations. If I meet one and if she looks young or if she acts young, believe me, I will ask for proof of age so that I don't end up like one of these poor saps locked up
on a trumped up sexual abuse or gross sexual imposition charge. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna be me, Jack. But anyway, we done with this one. Like I said, this is just the appetizer before the main course. No doubt Tony will have something to say about this, but he is on vacation with his fiance right now, man. So he don't have time to roll in the mud with this dude. But I figured, fuck it, man. Let me go ahead and just get this out the way, because I think we got some hammers that we about to drop when Tony get on this joint, man. So once again, shout out to the Mac City players and Mac City crew, you know, for rocking with me, man. Coming on through, you know, it's a guilty pleasure. We ain't mainstream, not by any stretch of the imagination, but you know how I get down, man. I'd rather have 5 lions than 500 sheep, you dig? So that's how we gets down over here at Mac City, man. Once again, man, one love, and I'm out, and I'm out, and I'm out.
Stay off his dick.
Some don't think I can flow, so here we go to a new track to show the whack that I can throw styles that show up. I blow up and blast here. Niggas still tripping off the shit I said last year about a bitch is a bitch is a bitch is a bitch. Then I got rich, but I'll never switch, so I dedicate this one to the groupie and the Charlie, all on my Snoopy. Brothers keep acting Ice Cube, yo, when will you bust? They surround me and make a big fuss. Now I was taught back on my block that you don't ride on nobody's jock for anything they do. Fuck him and his crew, unless you were getting paid too. I'm not saying this to diss each and every fan. Women you can ride, but man, be a man. Shake my hand and make it a firm shake. Say what's up, Ice Cube, and then break. Cause if you're hanging there, I'ma tell you loud and clear. Get off my dick, nigga, and tell your bitch to come here. Come here, come here, come here.